Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now time for Game Time without Boomer Esiason with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, BT, here we go. A little game time. We'll go head-to-head today like we normally would in the Best of Seven World Series, but that will happen in February like it did a year ago.
Yep. By the way, I just love the music. It gets me excited, cool. Right?
It's fun. Like, the game's coming.
A little competition.
Now,
yeah, let's go, man.
I want to take the fans a little bit behind the scenes here. So what we do is I'm going to read BT a 1985 Topps pack. He will read me a 1989. We could do that because it's an exhibition, so there are no really rules here. The same amount of cards. So for me, I had to eliminate two cards from my 85 pack to match your 14 from 89.
Yep.
So I read them to BT during the break. He was one for one. Rick Lysander, who I'd never heard of before.
Didn't know that one.
And then Charles Hudson.
Yep.
And you knew that one.
I did. Pitcher, Phillies. Yes. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Cool. So you would have been one for one, but those are out. I was just taking
those
everybody
out.
Through.
Okay. So we both have 14 cards.
Yes. You want to go first?
Whatever you want. I'm 85. You're 89. Yeah. I got one for you. You ready?
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So, Sal, let me just get
we could go one. You want to just rotate?
Yeah. Let's do that. I do like the rotation there. All right. Sal and BT. So, first up, Rod Nichols for Sal. Rod Nichols. I don't know that name. Looks like such a nerd, too.
San Francisco Giants.
No.
Are
you doing the old theory there?
No.
The Indians. The old Indians.
Ah, I should have known
you
that.
You knew him?
One. I don't know why. I feel like I should have known that, but the Giants and Orioles were coming to mind.
Oh, so. I don't remember him at all. All right. 0 for 1. Go ahead, Sal.
All right. Jeff Reardon.
At this point, Jeff.
1985 Tops.
He had to be with the Expos.
Yeah, he was.
No
one
doubt.
For one. Ah, I'm mad about that Nichols one. Let me see the card, the Nichols card.
I gotcha. Remember, there was a Jody Nichols, too, or something like that. I don't think you know this guy.
Nah, maybe not.
I never even heard of that dude. All right. Did he even play a lot? Let me see. Yeah, he was around a little bit. All right, Sal, layup time. John Kruk.
It's not a layup with Krukey. Because that's right, especially 89 Tops. Like, I know if this were pre that, I would be guessing 100% Padres. I am still going to go Padres in 89 with Kruk.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
You are
correct.
When
did he go to the Phillies? Do you remember?
It's got
to
be the next year.
Well, right, because he was clearly there in 93. He just showed up in 93. He was there for a while.
He was. Either 90 or 91. Right, but 90, that was a good thought process. Good job. I figured you'd get that. All right, 1 for 2 for Sal.
Buddy Biancalana
was a shortstop for the Royals at this
point. Woo! BT, feeling himself. I purposely went 85, figuring that's your wheelhouse, and 89, which should be my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So, have some fun.
I got you.
2 for 2 you are?
I am 2 for 2. Todd Froworth?
Cubs.
No, Phillies.
Mm.
Was he ever on the Cubs? Let me get the glasses.
Crap.
These glasses don't even really help with the small print. Jeez. I don't think so.
Let me look at the card. Yeah, all right.
All right, so Sal now 1 for 3. Okay, my turn.
Roy Smith.
I don't think he was a position player. I think he was a pitcher.
He was a pitcher.
Twins?
Indians.
Okay, all right. Yeah, 2 for 3. Sal's turn. How about a little Johnny Ray? I remember this guy.
Yeah.
Johnny Ray.
In 1985 Tops, it was
89.
Telling you, in 1985 Tops, it was 100% Pirates. I feel like I remember that card very well, where you had the yellow Pirates hat with the stripes on it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just stick with the Pirates here.
Angels. Your thought process was right. I thought you were going to finish that and say back then Pirates, now Angels.
I don't
Angels.
Remember him with the Angels.
Really? He was a good little player. I remember watching him a lot against the Mets. You're right, in the mid-80s for sure. Johnny Ray. Not to be confused with Darryl Ray, formerly of the Jets, who had a 98-yard interception return against the Bengals in a wild card game in the early 80s. Anyway.
Don't recall. All right.
So I was 1 for 4. I'm 2 for 3. My turn. Go ahead.
This should be a layup.
Go ahead.
Jody Davis.
The Cubbies.
Yep. Catcher for the Cubs.
Yeah. All right, so I'm 3-for-4. Sal, back to you. How about John Dobson?
Red Sox son.
No, Expos. Ooh, the champion's a little out of sorts here.
Maybe. Was he with the Red Sox before that?
He was with the Red Sox. Not yet. This was like the minor league shuttle.
Sorts
of minor league. Jacksonville and Palm Beach.
No, I felt good about that, too. Like, it's one thing if I don't know it and miss it.
I hear you.
I felt good about that.
You were pretty confident about it. Maybe this is the Grimace Karma.
SOB's getting me back. Yeah, I'm way off today. I'm feeling like I know these things.
Yeah, you are off, dude. 1-for-5. All right, my turn, Sal.
Okay. Sid, M-O-N-G-E. Sid Mung? Mung?
I thought you were going to say Sid Bream. I'm like, that'll be easy. Right. Sid, what's his name?
M-O-N-G-E.
I would think that that's a soft G, like a J. Munge? I think I've heard that name before. And I think I've heard it in the America League against the Yankees, not the National League against the Mets.
100% American League.
Okay. Angels?
No, he was with the Angels, dude.
Yeah.
I cannot even see the back.
I hear you. What uniform is he wearing here?
He's a Tiger.
Mm. What position, by the way?
Pitcher.
No, I was thinking position player. All right. 3-for-5. Keith Miller.
Jeez. I mean.
Your boy.
If I don't know this one, he's a Met.
No, he's not. He's a Philly.
No way, dude.
I swear to God, dude.
Oh, I was thinking Millar. I'm way off today.
You okay, dude?
No, I'm not.
Wow. 1-for-6.
Kevin, we'll just... Wait. Keith
Miller.
Yeah. Who am I thinking of in 1989?
You thinking Millar, the old Red Sox?
No.
You're thinking Keith Miller, the old Met.
There might have been another Keith Miller that was a Met in 89. There had to be, because I can't be that off. Keith Miller, Mets.
I think it's the same guy, dude.
No, he was an infielder.
Yeah.
Hold on. Keith Miller, Mets, 1989, 100%. So there are two Keith Millers. I don't know. Have we had this happen before?
I don't think we've ever had this happen.
Let me see that card again. Oh. Yeah, it's a different player.
It is a different player. I didn't think Keith looked like that. I don't remember him looking like that.
I'm like, wait a second here. I know the card vividly in my mind.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
That's a little curveball there.
Yeah, what do we do now? It's a good thing it happened in an exhibition, not me.
That's right.
Keith Miller on the Phillies.
Wow. All right. 1-for-6.
Okay.
I am 3-for-5. My turn.
Bobby Ramos.
Pitcher. Angels?
Not a pitcher.
No.
Catcher, Expos.
Ugh.
Okay.
3-for-6.
You have three.
This is a layup.
Okay.
Manager.
Okay.
Davey Johnson. If you get this wrong, go home and please never come back.
Let me just take a second here. Davey Johnson.
Just back up shop and leave. You're banned. You're fired.
Which Davey Johnson is it? You clarified. Oh, he is a
manager. I've said all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he's a Met.
There you go, buddy.
I mean, Jesus. I'm telling you.
Start overthinking the easy ones here.
I could tell you the position. Well, maybe not.
But by the way, as hot as I started, I'm only a game better than you. So I'm 3-for-6. You're 2-for-7. All right, my turn, Sal.
Okay, let's see. Denny Walling.
Denny Walling is an, let me make sure, the year 85. Astros.
Yes.
Yeah.
Denny Walling.
Yep.
Houston Astros.
Yep. All right, 4-for-7. I remember him against the Mets in that great series in 86, NLCS. Bruce Ruffin, back to you.
Okay. Again, a team comes right to my mind if this is not it.
I've never seen you shook like this.
Yeah,
you are a disaster today. No confidence.
Phillies?
There you go. You got it.
God.
Yeah. I love watching this. I can see your wheels spinning. This is like when you're 1-for-21 in the box and you guess it and you lost before you even get in the box. 0-2.
This is my version of an exhibition like the Home Run Derby, and now I'm going to be in the regular season and I can't get back in my rhythm.
You'll find it. Well, you're the champ. Champ's a little rusty. You did beat me. I give it up. My turn.
Alan Wiggins.
Alan Wiggins died of AIDS.
Did he?
He did. Talking about the Padres.
Yes.
Second baseman, of course.
Never heard of him before.
Alan Wiggins played second baseman. Base for the Padres. I believe he batted second, or did Tony Gwynn bat first or second that year? I feel like Wiggins may have been the leadoff hitter, and Tony was two. Yeah, he got hung up with drugs, and he passed away from AIDS.
Wow,
he did.
Didn't I
absolutely
know that? He nailed it. Second base for the Padres.
Yeah, all right, 5-for-8. All right. This is a tough one for me. I don't think I would get this right. Everybody's going to know the name if you're old enough. Don Baylor. I would not get this right. I'll tell you right up. Straight up, I mean, right away.
Trying to picture the car.
Mm-hmm. Who won an MVP in 1979 with the Angels, I believe that was.
Don Baylor.
played for the Yanks as well.
Yeah,
managed the Rockies. Good, great guy. Good player. Good power.
I mean,
final out for Tom Seaver's 300th win.
I'll guess Red Sox.
A's. I don't remember. Look at this. Do you ever remember seeing him in an A's uniform?
Not once. I don't remember that card.
Me neither. All right, that's a tough one. I would have got that one.
What was he before
prior
that?
To? Let's see. Dude, I can't even make out the writing.
Can you get us a magnifying glass?
That's what grandma used to do with the horse racing. She used to use the magnifying glass.
When Hurley updates the equipment in here, can you bring in a magnifying glass for BT and I? Because we can't see crap.
Sal, right. 3 for 9. I'm 5 for 8. Back to me.
Roberge. R-O-B-E-R-G-E. Roberge?
I have no idea. Anytime there's somebody I really just don't know, like I don't know that I've ever heard the name. Not that this always works, but I always feel like it's going to be an obscure pitcher because I think I knew most position players.
It is an obscure pitcher.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just throwing a dart here, man. You know, I'm going to go to the West Coast theory here. Why not? Pitcher. This is 80. I would say the A's.
Yeah, White Sox. Look at this guy's face.
Let me see this, dude. I mean, can it get any longer?
It's a horrible picture.
It's such a... It looks like a big dude, though. Yeah. I mean, the hat barely fits. It's like Frankenstein, this guy.
Never heard of him before.
Huge.
All right, what do you got?
All right. 5 for 9 there. John Tudor. I know you know him well. What team was he on? Pitcher?
Yeah, Cardinals.
No.
He was over them by then?
He was gone.
Where?
Dodgers. John Tudor was good, as you well know. All right, 3 for 10, Sal. My turn.
God. Mickey Rivers.
We're doing 85 for me.
85.
Mick had to be with the Rangers at this point.
Texas
had
Rangers.
Let's go. Mick the Quick. Shout out to Mick. Love Mick.
All right, what do you got?
It's funny that I never saw him play for the Yankees, but I associate him with somebody like I did see play for the Yankees. It's very odd.
How many left? 6 for 10. You have 3 left?
I've got 4 for you and 4 for me.
No, I got 3 here.
What?
3 left for you. I guess you went first?
You went first.
Oh, I got 3.
Either way, whatever.
Okay.
Who's up?
I got 3 cards left.
Who's up? I tell you, Mickey Tettleton. Mm. You don't know the name?
I do.
Okay.
I'm shook here. I know the name. I know he played for both the Padres and Orioles, so I'm between them. And I'm trying to think about 1989, Mickey Tettleton.
Mm-hmm. Had a very
catcher,
odd stance.
Catcher, lefty, yeah, I remember.
That bat would limply lay there, and then he'd hit bombs if he didn't strike out. He hit missiles, this guy.
This is going to piss me off.
I remember Mickey Tettleton well.
89 tops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's my thought process. I believe the older cards of him in my mind were on the Padres. Being that this is 89,
okay,
I'm going to guess Orioles.
You're right with the Orioles, but I don't know that your thought process is right because you said the Padres, and maybe he was there for a minute. I remember Mickey Tettleton as an Oriole and as a Tiger, not as a Padre.
Huh. Maybe,
but either way, you got it right.
Okay.
You got
it
right.
Good
job.
Okay.
Good job. I think he was a switch hitter, too. Mickey could hit.
Yeah, I remember more of the lefty.
Me
like
too,
you said.
Me too. All right, so you are 4 for 11. All right, Sal? My turn.
Bob Nipper.
Pitcher?
Yeah.
Astros?
Yes.
All right, 7 for 11. BT is closing the gap. How about Dante Bichette? Boy, he's young in this photo, man.
Yeah, he was on the Rockies.
He's on the Angels.
Oh,
Rockies weren't born yet in
89.
Boy, you're a disaster
today.
Well,
in my mind, I'll be honest with you right there. I was trying to figure out where your count is coming from because I think it's off. Your 9 for 11 is off. But anyway.
I'm not 9 for 11. I'm 7 for 11.
You're
say,
right. I was not thinking
I said 7
it.
For 11. I'm
I
not knew. 9 for 11.
Oh, even 11. I think we have more cards. Anyway, just go.
Idiots.
I knew that one with Bichette, too. I remember.
All right.
Actually, we've had that one during another session where I got it right, so I don't know what the hell it was.
Your turn, right?
For you, you mean? Yeah.
Yes.
Jose De Leon.
He was a pitcher.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He threw gas. I feel like he was a Pirate, but let me just double check the mind here. I could see him. Long, lanky, gas, not great control. 85, he's definitely a Pirate at this point.
And was he Cardinals after that?
I don't remember.
Okay. All right.
I know.
I got one more for you.
12. Okay, sir.
No, you go. I mean,
you're bringing me into your crazy mind today. Neil Heaton.
Expos.
Yes. Okay. That a boy, Sal. And one more for me.
Burn that pack.
Yeah.
Jeff Newman.
I don't know if I know this. The first two teams that popped into my head were the Twins and the A's. I'm going to say Twins.
Red Sox.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay. All right. 9 for 13. Solid. There you go. You want your last one?
Yeah.
How about Will Tejada? Not Ruben Tejada.
No idea.
Take a guess.
Cubs.
No. Expos. All right. 5 for 13.
That was a horrible pack.
Yeah, I mean, you had some tough ones, too. Yeah. But you were definitely out of whack
there. Yeah, something that I knew.
You had a couple 50-50s.
Well, the Keith Miller. I mean, come on. I didn't know there was two Keith Millers. That one, really, I was like 100%. I could see the card in my mind.
Yep.
It's Keith Miller. Like, Phillies. What? He was a Met in 89.
Nice to get back on the old Win Express here.
There you go. Good job.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.